אם נעבור מפרק 50. רצנוי גידוי התשובה רבי מאוד, אך עשרה מהם עשרה תנאים. ונבואה בכל גדר מגידוי התשובה חמישה תנאים, ובהם יהיה כל גדר מגדריה הבאה שם. So of each of the four elements of תשובה that the Chavasavavas had enumerated in פרק דלת, that themselves, each one itself is a composite. And he's gonna sort of mention five sub-elements that together comprise the element for each of these four. Mehem tznai ha-charata chamisha. Again, tznai doesn't translate the way we're used to it. It doesn't translate as a condition. A condition is something which is distinct, but is a condition. Tznai kolam lemaisa. And here it means that it's a, again, it's an aspect of charata. Tznai in the sense that if you don't have it, you don't have charata. So tznai in that sense of it. Right, not tanai as in, you know, in Tidnali Mosayim Zuzar and Mekadash where the tanai is something distinct. In the sense that if you don't have it, so then the charata is inadequate, is deficient. Mem tanai ha charata chamisha. Harishon ha yira mi mehiras onesh habore lachote al masha kodem la min ha'avonos. The sach zak ba'avozach harotaso, kemo shenemar, tnu la'Hashem elokeichem kavod, v'terem yachshech, v'terem yisnag v'raglechem al harei noshech. I'm not sure, but can we do what this means is the following. Well, let's pose that as a question. The lashon of a sechzak ba'avuzah charatasa may be suggested, maybe not, depends on how you take it. When we reflect on the potential mehiras of onesh, charatasa ba'avuzah means potential. We don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's timetable is for punishing. Right? The Rambam writes that Yesh Averus Hadin Nosei and Shenefran Lon Menolam Haza, and Yesh Averus Hadin Nosei and Shenefran Lon Menolam Haba, and Yesh Averus Hadin Nosei and Shenefran Lon Menolam Haza and an Olam Haba, and even if it is an Avera from which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that Nefran min ha'adam min olam hazeh. We don't know what the timetable for that is. So he doesn't mean definite, he means possible, potential, because that's something which we don't know. So it's obviously a possibility that needs to be recognized and reckoned with. So contemplating that very sobering fact, so that's something which will motivate and generate charata, or itself is an integral part of the charata. You have a question, Rasa? Yes, no, maybe? Mm-hmm. I don't know, you could have thought from the phrase v'sach zach babo zach charatoso that maybe he means the first, but I don't know, contextually, when you look at the next four of the Tna'i HaCharata, they don't seem to be incentivizing charata, they seem to be aspects of charata. Shviras libo v'hikano le'elokim amashi yemenu melachet. That's incentivizing charata, or that's an expression of charata? V'hashlishi l'shanos malbusha v'tachshita v'laharo simoni acharata. So charata, he's saying explicitly, is an aspect of charata, right? It's not incentivizing, it's not generating, it's an aspect of charata. Also explicit that that's an aspect of charata. So kemedume, that each of these again, as we said at the outset, is an element which comprises charata. And if that's the case, so then the Chavos Halbavos is saying, and this is fascinating, that Yiras HaOnesh, again, it's not only that if we experience it, if we take it to heart, not only that will spur us to do tshuva, but that's an integral part of the charata gufa. So what's the pshat on that? So l'chora as follows. In Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Esei Dalet, so the Rambam has as follows. V'amitzvah revias, hisha tzivanu lahamin yirasa yisala ulihipochid bimenu, v'lonia kekofim haholchem bekeri, avolnira bias onsho v'choles. What does the Rambam mean by b'chol eis? What's b'chol eis modifying? It's modifying only nira b'yas onsho. At all times we should have yiras onesh. Well, no. Maybe it means two things. At all times we should have yiras onesh, and the yiras onesh should be that the yiras onesh could be b'chol eis. Which does it mean? So I don't know. So maybe. I don't know if you can read the original, you could come to this conclusion based on that. But the Maaseh, if you take a look in Avos, is it in Perek Aleph of Avos? The Mishnah of Al Tisyoresh Min HaParanos. Where is that Perek Aleph? Wisdom, sorry?
Maybe Ein Zayin? Sorry, Al Zayin?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll teach out in front of it. Good, thank you. So the Rambam says, where's the Rambam? V'omer k'shetechta otira chote lo tiftach v'toma sh'ashem yizbarach lo yanishehu elam olam haba v'lo tisyash mehinoke mehen mimen mehera alachetahu. Al tisyash mehen paranus means that don't be misyash from paranus in the sense of, oh, paranus is not imminent. You know, the same way if you're misyash from aveda, you don't anticipate finding it. So too, Misyash Mepanis means you don't anticipate that the Paranis is anything imminent, anything that needs to be reckoned with in the immediate future. So the Rambam there is Mefurish, that the mitzvah of Yiras HaOnesh is like the Chavos HaLevavos says about Mehiras, potentially, possibly, not definitely, but potentially, possibly. Okay, let's just, let's... in terms of clarifying Perush Amilas. But now, the L'chor HaMashmos here is follows. Again, L'hamin Yerasa Yis'ala U'lehipocheid Mimenu. So let's sort of edit the Rambam. Okay, let's edit it. Hishat Sivanu, if you have it, take a look and so you can follow. Shat Sivanu L'hamin Yisrael Yis'ala U'lehipocheid Mimenu V'nira Bias Onsho B'choleis. That's the suggested edit. Right, skipping the five words of Lonia Kekofim HaHolchem Bekeri. I don't know who talks about it. Maybe the Chofetz Chaim talks about it somewhere. The Mashmas in this Rambam is that at least sometimes, if a person does an Avera, in addition to that Avera, he's also Mevatel, the essay of Yerushalayim. Right? Well, Nia Kekofa, Maholchem Bekeri. If a person acts as though, you know, he's not going to be accountable for what he's doing. That's what it means. Kekofim ha'hochem mekeri. Keri means that there's no hashkacha. Telchui mekeri. That's what the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Taniyos. Or in other words, what the Rambam here is saying is that the mitzvah of Yiras HaOnesh, it merges with Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs means that a person, well, we're not free agents. Again, we're free agents in the sense that we have Bechiru Chavshas. But we're not free agents in terms of, deciding what's right or wrong and not being held to account for that. So with that, if the Rambam would have just said, Shetzivanu l'ham n'yirasa yisali, pochid mimenu, l'lira b'yasoncho, so then he would have been framing Yiras HaOnesh as something distinct, totally separate. That added phrase, V'lo nia kekofa maholchen bekeri, combines, it merges Yiras HaOnesh with Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs means that a person lives with an all, so the same again, Moshel Ma'ad Avdom, if an animal has a yoke and the owner then that allows the owner to direct and command the animal where to go. So Kavolos HaMitzvos means that a person lives with this awareness of being a mitzvah, that life isn't hefker. And the Rambam merges Yiras HaOnesh with that. You see that, Rasa? You see how that phrase, what the, so Hashem Asin Lahache sounds very good. Remember, I think maybe the first ha'orah that we had in here in the Chavos HaLevavos was that back in Perek Rishon, maybe it wasn't the first. I must have said something in the Psukha, no? But back in Perek Rishon, Va'omar v'beyu mahus ha'tshuva. Shatam, again, tam doesn't mean reason, it means the substance. Tocha. Shatam ha'tshuva hu haskonas ha'odam la'avodas ha'ber yizbarach achi yitziyasa mimenu v'cheto ba. But the Chavos HaLevavos says that chet represents prikas ol, and therefore tshuva means taking that harness and returning it to its place. We talked about that, no? So if the definition of chet is not just that I did something also, no, but in doing something also, that gufa represents a prikas ol. So then the yiras ha'onesh is a part of that ol. And that's how the yiras ha'onesh is not only something that motivates and engenders charata, but is integral to the charata itself. Hasheni, shviras libo v'yikana lelokim al masha yiyah mimenu minachet, k'mo shenema v'yikanu ami asher nikra shmi aleihem. I don't know that you need the Chavos HaLevavos' framework to say this, but within his framework, it certainly flows very naturally. Charata, the Chavos HaLevavos, I don't know if you park in a no parking zone. And then you get a ticket. So you have charata that you did. I don't know if you have shvirus halev and a person is full of hachma. No, that was a stupid thing to do. It wasn't worth taking the risk. Better to, you know, for 5 minutes look for a parking space than have to, you know, waste so much money paying that ticket. But But chait isn't just something wrong. Again, it's a prikas ol. It's a presumptuousness, which is an understatement, a vast understatement. Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the charata isn't just, that was wrong. Charata is a charata that should express itself, that needs to express itself, that needs to consist of Shviras Liba V'Hikano Le'Elokim. Bashlishi is also fascinating. Lashanos Malbusha V'Tachshitav. Laharos Simani HaCharata B'Dvarav U'B'Ma'acholav U'B'Chol T'nu'osav. K'mo Shenema Alzos Chigu Sakim Siftu V'Helilu V'Oma V'Yiskasu Sakim Ha'odum V'Habahema. So it's interesting. You easily could have understood, and I'm going to take a look at the Mefarshim. Is there any hechrech for how the Chavos HaVavos is reading the pasuk? Let's say the pasuk in Sefer Yonah. So v'yiskasu sakim adam abeim. I think that's when the Melech sends out his order to all the Anshei Nineveh. So you could have said that. V'yiskasu sakim is not to express charata, but to engender charata. It's not part of the tshuva, but again, it's the achrei ha-pa'ulos, the mshachim ha-levavos, that it's a way of engendering. And the Chavos HaLevavos clearly doesn't read the pasuk that way, right? Chavos HaLevavos says no, that the Melech Nineveh is telling them how to do tshuva. And what's so fascinating about this is that let's say, unlike in the Rambam, so as the Rav discusses, so with the exception of Vidui, so all of Tshuva is purely Balev. It's purely Balev. I mean, if there's no actual Gezel or something that he needs to return, if he's doing tshuva for machalas asuras, so azivas achet is not something which is necessarily concretized al yedei maisa. The kabbalah lahaba, the yisiranim machshavto, even the achar yeshuvi nechamti, it's all kiyum shebalev. Again, with the exception of the vidur. The vidur is the only thing. And the Chavos HaLevavos holds no, that at least for the charata, we'll have to see Glinada in terms of the other things, but at least in terms of charata, so tshuva is not supposed to be only balev. Tshuva is supposed to be objectified for the Chavos HaLevavos in maisa. When the Chavos HaLevavos was doing tshuva, he skipped the zoo. Is that a french fries? He ate spinach. So he left it.
V'harivi ha-bechi v'ha-tzo'oka v'ha-evel מסחיד על מה שקודם לא מנחית. כמו שנאמר, פלגי מים יורדו עיניי, על לא שומר עם תורסך. ועומר בין האולם ולמזבח, יבקו הכהן למשור שי השם.
It's interesting, I'm not sure how one knows. If you look, just to give a moshel.
the Mishnah in Gemara at the beginning of the fifth paragraph in Brachos. In Omdin Lispal Elamitoch Kovid Rosh. That's the Mishnah. Gemara. Minahan Amile. Omba Belazad Omikua Vihim Maris Nafesh. And then about Tispal El Chana. Oh, I forget what exactly the Lashon is. I don't know if that's correct. So it says, no, Mimai, how do you know that that description can serve as a mocker for a din? Dil mechana shani, to have us meriva liba tuva. Given that it's presented in Novi as a description of Chana, so maybe it was Miyucha to Chana. How do you know that it's a paradigm for us? So I don't know. So you have a pasuk in Tilim, Pal Ge Maim Yodu Eina El Hashem Utarasecha. Maybe that's high midas Chasidus in Charata of David HaMelech. Again, obviously, that's not how the Chovos HaLevavos is learning. So, you have to figure out how does one know when to see such a description as being normative, as opposed to Shainei David HaMelech, who, because the impression, I don't know, unless you'll say that not everything he's saying here is ma'akev. I don't know. Bohem yekol gadim migdereha abo shalem. Sounds like that. It's pretty. Everything is listening here is pretty basic, right? That introductory sentence of the parak sounds like that. Absent any of these five, it's really incomplete. So it's not a. If something is incomplete without it, that means you're not treating it as a midas chasidus. So I know. I don't know. How do you know when David HaMelech says something? How do you know when it reflects something we're all supposed to be doing Me'ika Hadin, and when it reflects that? I don't know. We don't assume that Tikkun Chatzos is Me'ika Hadin. Chatzos Laila Okum Hodas L'Chal Mishnei Tzedkecha David HaMelech says. V'Hachamishi Sheyochiach Nafsha V'Yachlimena B'Matzpuno. Al Mesha Hoya Mikitsua Bachovas Abari Yisrael Olav Kamo Shinema Vikiva Levavchem Ba'al Begdechem. So it's clear from the Chovos HaLevavos. Again, we saw this in a much more dramatic fashion, but there, again, Lav Dafka, there was Me'ikar Adin, as we discussed, you know, about Miskarit Alei Mevakesh Mechila B'Hem Kol Yimei Chayiv, back at the end of Parag Beis. But there we said that obviously can't be Me'ikar Adin in terms of basic tshuva which serves as an instrument of kapara. But here, again, not necessarily, again, to that degree, to that extreme, as the end of Perek Beis, but the Chovos HaLevavos is telling us is the following. That Charata, Shaila is when a person has, again, let's, again, the Tanaya Shlishi notwithstanding, but for the most part, even for the Chovos HaLevavos, Charata is a Kiyum Shebalev, is a Dov Shebalev. It's a thought, it's a feeling, it's
So a person has that thought, that's enough, or he has to hold on to it. Again, love Dafka, again, to the extent of, that he has the other paragraphs. So it's clear that the Chavos HaVavos is saying, it's not enough just to have it. You know, Moshe Ma'adavadom, the same way that, I don't know, you know, what an hour they when, if we get angry at someone. You know, we're not necessarily the kind of mitzvah of Alata B'dacha, of Kiragabapa, you know. It takes a little bit longer than that. You know, that feeling, if it's a deep feeling, it's not something which is only moment, you know, a momentary. How long the ikar din? I don't know, but more than a second. It should be more than a second. It should be that. At least one round of yochiach nafsho v'yachdimena b'matzpuno.